Hey, 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 welcome to Frequency 500. I'm Lynn Schuessler Williams.
And I'm Brooke Haynes.
And we have a story for you. So, Frequency 500 is not the podcast that we thought we were going to be recording for you today. Right, Brooke?
Not at all.
No, not for a minute. It had a different name, it had a different mission. It had a different purpose. And then 48 hours ago, everything changed.
The whole world changed 48 hours ago.
Yeah, for both of us, for sure. For sure, for sure. So we've been studying Dr. David Hawkins' map of consciousness, you know, where if you're not familiar with that, it calibrates energy frequencies from existence at zero to pure unconditional divine love at 1,000 and everything in between. And we've been talking about it and studying about it. And sometime in the last week, one of us read that one person calibrating at 500 counterbalances 750,000 people who are calibrated below 200. And we were like, wow. Because so, Brooke, we've been saying for a long time, and lots of other people have been saying for a long time, like we didn't make this up, that when we raise our vibration, we are raising the average for the world, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I found myself in different areas, different communities that all have this mission of raising the vibration, but they're very different. And what is getting, what we're getting ready to talk about is a whole other different.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So one thing I want to say right off the bat is that Frequency 500 is not about knowing your number or comparing your number to anybody else's, right? Mm-hmm. It is not about that, because that would be all about the ego, right? If we were worried about what our number is, and, you know, is my number higher than Brooke's number? And, you know, is my community's number higher? Because everything has a number, right? Everything has a vibration, a frequency. So groups and communities have them. Political figures have them, businesses have them, rocks have them, you know, whatever. So if we get all wrapped up in the number, we're missing the point. Yes.
Yes, that's correct. And also, and we won't go there, explore the idea yet, but we have different frequencies for different things.
Yes.
Happen in our lives, you know, our relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It could be different from something else. So.
Yes. And those influence our overall frequency, right? So our lifetime might have a frequency, but we might in this moment have a relationship or a job or something else that's kind of bringing us down, you know. I remember reading one time that Mother Teresa's life calibrated at 750, which is very, very rare, right? That people calibrate that high. And obviously she was an amazing human being with an amazing life, and that Adolf Hitler's life in the end calibrated at 40, but mm-hmm. his didn't calibrate at 40 all along, right? Before mm-hmm. he started being a mass murderer, before he started doing all the horror that he did, you know, he was a civil servant who did some good, right? He created the Audubon and other things, right? And he wasn't calibrated at 40 then. So we can choose to do things in our lives that affect this, our own ability to have a life that influences raising the average or lowering the average for the planet, right? That's a choice.
Right.
Yeah. So Frequency 500, y'all, what we think we're launching today, I mean, we know we're launching a podcast, right? But what we really think we're launching today is a movement. We have a mission. We have a mission to show up in a way that inspires and encourages other people to really go for raising the vibration of the planet and counterbalancing. Be one of those people who counterbalances 750,000 people that are calibrating below 200 because they live in fear or poverty or oppression, or because they were abused children, or whatever their reason is, right? We want to lift humanity and the rest of the planet by being positive influences. And we're on a mission to get millions of people on that mission with us.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because I've had a vision that we can, like the world, like even since just this small little era of time since COVID started, I was like, oh wow, watch the pressure cooker kick in. And I'm like, look what's happening. It's a pressure cooker that's causing people to go one way or the other. They're either going, you know, they're turning to violence or they're turning to spirituality. They're turning, you know, they're this blendy confusion. The person who shows up internal, not sure who they, like, if they're good or if they're bad or whatever, that's no longer the pressure. Now, that doesn't mean you can't flip-flop. It just means that, so people are saying, you know, the violence is growing. It is growing, but guess what else is growing? This other part, the other side is growing too. And I believe that the good wins, right? And when I say win, I mean outnumbers. And in this case, what we're talking about in this mission isn't about the mass of a physical number. It's about the energy behind the number.
Yes, yes.
So even if you have one person doing good and 750,000, is that right?
Yeah.
Doing not so good, the scales can still balance.
Yeah. And it's the minority that are counterbalancing the majority on the planet right now. We know that. We know that the something in this Dr. David Hawkins, who was a scientist and into all the data and stuff. I don't really care about the data, but it influenced us enough this time, right? And he says that 85% of the planet, when he wrote that, which was in the 90s or the early 2000s, 85% of the planet was calibrated below 200. But what saves us from planetary and humanity destruction is that the minority that is calibrating above it counterbalances, more than counterbalances. So one of the things you mentioned was like COVID and all the things globally that are going on. And it's so easy to get despondent. It's so easy to get sad and worried and all of that. But when we can see, and it's so easy to think there's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. I'm just little old me. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, y'all. Little old me, right? And it's so easy to think there's nothing I can do. But in fact, there is something every one of us can do, which is consciously be more calibrated to your true self, right? That's it. And it's not about striving. It's not about trying. It's about allowing your true nature, who you've come here to be as your most divine self, right? The piece of divinity that's within you, allowing it to shine in the way that it was designed to shine for you here. That's why comparison to other people's journeys, all of that is just pointless, right?
Right. You know, and also it's not about saving the world. It's about saving yourself. Mm. And I've went through this ping pong journey of you know, we hear it all the time. Well, real self-love is loving yourself first. Well, you can't be in a relationship that's the best unless you love yourself first and all that. Well, guess what? That's what we're talking about right now. When you are devoted to yourself and to allow to be in alignment and to be aligned with the things that make you tick, the things that are you, and allow yourself to be real, that within itself is you aligning up and allowing you to heal the world, whether you want to make an impact or not, right?
Absolutely.
Some people Me, I thrive on the impact. My reason for purpose is impact. Mm-hmm. Others are like, I know. And that's okay too. Like, they're like, it's just about me. That's good too. It needs to be about you first, no matter what.
Yeah. And it's who you've come here to be. It's not you being who Oprah's come here to be. It's not you being who, you know, whoever you think is really living, you know, the high life or being real. It's not you being who Mother Teresa's come here to be. It's you being who you've come here to be mm-hmm. at your best. And when we do that, when we live from a space of our highest and best spiritual natures, then it's a gift. It's a gift we give ourselves, and it's a gift we give the world, right? It's both. Because when we give ourselves that gift, we are raising the average in the world. We are doing the thing, the frequency 500 thing, right? Mm-hmm. That is really making a difference, really making a difference. Whew, I got chills.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what is a mission look like when we are talking about this? Like we're talking about, you know, a lot, some of the things, concepts we're hearing aren't really new, right? They're new to some, not for everyone. So like, what makes this, what mission are we talking about here when we say we have a mission? We have a new mission to show up in the world every day.
Yeah. So for me, it's about, it starts with making choices for myself all day, every day that support me showing up as who I've come here to be at my best, right? So it starts there for all of us, I think. And then for Frequency 500, like we want you to share the podcast. We want you to invite people, you know, who you think would love to hear it. We want to just spread the word, right? And mm-hmm. and let me just say, there's no monetization on this podcast. Brooke and I are not making money on this. This is our way to show up and ignite a spark that allows more people to understand and see and be their highest and best selves, express their pure spiritual natures in a way that benefits us all.
Yeah. For me, it's the mission. It's something we can all, that we, whoever it aligns with, can jump in on and be in community of those with the same mission, right? And so it's the, and the intention of this community is Frequency 500. It is to keep ourselves at least above 500. And to share that with the world. And that is the simple mission. There is no program here. There's no workshops here. This is a mission, a pure mission where we get to show up in community of others wanting the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll see some things come along, you know, today's day one. So you'll see some things come along where you can interact in community on social media. You know, you could just start with the hashtag Frequency 500 as a way to organically find the community, right? Post some stuff if you're inspired, and it's just about being willing and allowing it to flow. And we'll see how it all develops. You know, this is day one for us. But it is just, a fabulous way for us all to show up for ourselves in the world.
Yeah. And I have two questions, and I'm not sure which one I want to ask first. okay. So okay. So, let's talk a little bit about how we got here. Like, what were we going to do last week?
Oh.
And where are we now? And how did that shift change?
Well, you know, last week we were planning this podcast, and this is a great story, y'all, because this story, it's like, it's an object lesson in the doing part of the being we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So last week we had been planning this podcast for I don't know, a couple of months, Brooke.
Yeah, it was going to launch this quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to launch this quarter. We started writing things down in November. We had a plan. We set a date. We had a logo. We had a name. We had all these things, and it had nothing to do with this. it was attached to a women's group that we run together. And so it was all around that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that stuff includes some conscious evolution, and it includes some spiritual and personal development and those sorts of things, but it was not about frequency 500. It was not that.
And it was part of a business plan.
Yeah, it was part of our business plan for sure. And it had a funnel, and it had all the stuff, right? It had all the stuff. And about 48 hours ago, I would say it was clarity. I would say it was inspiration. I would say it was a download. And we started talking about this, about frequency 500. And it was so clear to us that just allowing this to come through us with no business plan, with no logo, with nothing done, throw all the other stuff out, redo it, and just launch, just start having the conversation about what we can all do, about showing up as our best selves, about all of that under frequency 500. We were just clear, 100% mm-hmm. clear. So that's an object lesson in how this works, right? When you allow your highest and best self to connect and to be in alignment with your divine nature, your spiritual nature, you know, I think it was Emerson who said, you know, when you decide for it, the universe collapses to make it happen. And that is exactly what happened.
I knew it was big as soon as I heard it. And you knew it was big as soon as you heard it. You give Lynn Schussler Williams like a second or a moment to sit on something. Like she'll come up with it or whatever it is. But within, like, if it's a download, if it's meant to be, it's executed in moments. Like, it's like all of a sudden I get this text, this is what it is. And I'm like, yes, that is exactly what it is.
Well, you know, it's about learning to listen, right? And it's about being willing and allowing, being open, right? That's what it's really about. I don't do it. It's not me. It's not Lynn doing it. It's all of it. It's the energy. It's the, I choose to be willing. That's the part I do. I choose to be willing. I choose to be open. I choose to want the downloads when they come. I'm like, yes.
And to keep the start date and for us to go live when it was 48 hours ago when this all took place and say, you know what, it's okay, our intro is no longer valid, our extra right.
outro is we no had recorded valid. All of that, yeah.
Our logo, the graphics that she worked so hard long on, no longer valid. None of this, but guess what? We know this is what's meant to happen.
Yeah.
And we allow that change to happen with no fear, with allowing it to happen. We can get what we need to get and we will move on. And I think, Lynn, that's what I'm hearing you say in this lesson for any of us who are just not just business owners, but anything in our lives, to allow it to unfold and look differently than what you expected. All we really knew was that we were doing things to get our podcast launched. What we didn't know is how big it was going to be. It was going to be a mission that's dear and dear to our heart, which our first podcast still is, right? Like our reason behind the first, we do it every week. We show up all the time. But this is this is different. This is a mission. And we know that, and I'm going to keep saying it, but we know that, allowing it to be that, and we're going to we're waiting to watch it unfold.
You know, I want to say this too. The other thing I got from, studying David Hawkins lately, and I had read one of his books earlier too. He has a bunch of books, y'all. But One of the things is this idea of what is success, and success, successful endeavors in the long run are the ones with an organizing principle that calibrates high, that's about serving others, right? And we're about that in our businesses, Brooke. We're about that in everything we do. But this is the purest form of that I feel like I've ever done.
Yes, 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 yes. And at the same time, as you are reading and feel like I was watching you, you know, we Marco Polo like all the time. And so as I was watching you read through this, I was watching even your Marco Polos, your energy just rise, right? Right. Yeah. Not that your energy needed to, you were already there, but I was watching it. And you were all up in that. And at the same time, I just happened to be reading probably only the second book I've read this year. And it was so aligned with my heart and my passion about community, right? Yes. And so I'm reading, I can't pronounce her last name, but the Gina, the founder of Mighty Networks, her book just came out. And I felt like in her book, she was inside my heart speaking, like she was speaking what's on my heart, right?
Yes.
I'm like, she knows me. This is my voice right here. And so I'm reading that as you're reading this. And in what I was reading was the communities that really excel and that stay together and really make the biggest impact are the communities that come together with an intention, a single intention. There could be more intentions later, or it can change, but there's just an intention. And so I'm like, I'm having all these ideas, and I'm allowing myself to own, because I have said since I was 17 that this is who I am, is someone who brings people and community together, right? So absolutely. I'm owning this, and you're over here owning this. And then we have a friend conversation.
Right.
And boom, this is born.
Right. And the other miracle in this a little bit is that, you know, both of us are also very much into collaboration. We collaborate, we each of us collaborates with other people. Like collaboration is a yes for us. And so think about what it might be like to have made a big plan with somebody for your business, right? You've put hours of work into it. You've had several meetings. They lasted 1, 2, 3 hours each. You've designed stuff. You've picked, you know, you've gone back and forth about a name and a logo and a thumbnail and the whole bit, right? And that person says, hey, I think it's this, and it's something completely different, and it's 48 hours before you launch. Like, there are a lot of people who would be like, oh, hell no,
I quit.
Right. Or you've lost it. I'm going to go find somebody else to do this with, or whatever. There was never a moment of that with us. Talk about the allowing being the organizing principle, right? And talk about, no, this is about the power of the upper range of the map of consciousness versus the force of the lower range, right? So if either one of us had gotten into frustration, anger, you know, feeling less than for some reason, or any of that, it could have put a halt on the whole thing, right? And since we didn't, well, here we are, feeling great, right? And we have been more energized since the moment that we both said, this is it. Like, I sent you a text. You said you got all energized when I sent you that text. I got all energized when you texted back, yes, 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 right? But, you know, it's this who we've come here to be. It's this willingness. It's this allowing that put us in a place where we could do it that way.
And to circle back around, Lynn, it was also us just simply as you're stitching, as I'm at night laying down, doing what serves us.
Yeah.
Like you were reading that book, I was reading this book, and really looking at where we want to be. We were going back to what you said at the beginning about showing up as ourselves and being aligned with ourselves. And this came together. This came together. That's how I knew it was so good. It was two people in their purest intentions of being themselves that this was sparked. I have a question for you.
Oh, Lord.
So fast forward. And what does the world look like when there's 500, 5,000, 5 million, 50 million frequency 500s?
Well, I can tell you one thing right immediately. Like you can see, I don't even have to think about this. Okay, so you mentioned COVID earlier, and that was a huge shift across the planet. And my experience of COVID was that the ripple effect from it was a lot of stress, right? There was a lot more stress in our collective natures, in our collective unconscious or collective conscious, right? It was the stress level was ramped up. And I've said several times that I felt like it was higher than it had ever been on the planet. And someone questioned me about that. They said, well, what about during World War II? You know, that generation thought their world was ending. And what I said was, yeah, do you know how many more billions of us, billions with a B, there are now compared to then? And all of that energy of those more billions are feeding in. And so when something like a global pandemic comes along and we feel that stress level start to rise, when there are more and more frequency 500, when there are more and more people just being aware, like just being aware shifts it, right? And Brooke, you know my story. I in 2021, early 2021, I landed in the hospital with COVID and ICU for 9 days when they told me I'd be there 2 or 3 weeks. And I just, without thinking, without anything, it was my organizing principle from years and years of spiritual work. It was my organizing principle to say to that doctor, listen, I'll be your most compliant patient, but you need to hear me say, I'm going to be your miracle patient. I'm not going to be here 2 to 3 weeks. So let's get on with it. And he said, okay. Right. So when we can come from in all the challenges, right? So the next time something happens on a global scale, like a global pandemic or a war or whatever it is, right? An environmental thing, we will come at it with more resources, with more calm, with more ability to handle it, to do well, to show up as our best selves, because there are more of us doing it. Mm-hmm. That's the gift we give ourselves, so that if you're the person who's in ICU looking at that possible death sentence, or it's the gift, and it's the gift we give the planet, because we'll handle it better and it'll have less of a negative ripple effect.
Mm.
So whether it's 500 people in frequency 500, or whether it's 5,000 or 5 million or 500 million or 5 billion, whatever it is, it's better because it's happening. We'll all be better.
Mm. That's beautiful. And I don't want to talk after that. I got things to say, but I don't want to talk. That's beautiful.
Well, I love this idea of organizing principle. I got that out of David Hawkins' work too. This, you know, it's what the mission is. It's an organizing principle that's worth having, right?
Yeah. Yes. Cause you know, for me, just to, this is, it means that with intention and purpose and focus and something that makes you thrive brings out so many feelings that I want everyone to feel, right?
Yes.
The difference between not, you know, thriving and surviving.
Yes.
And that internal feeling that it feels like when you're on a mission to be aligned, to be you, to see a better place, something that serves you, whatever that means, whatever it is that serves you, wakes you up and it makes you thrive and care and it gets you up off, you know, whatever you love sitting on, you know, and roll. And it brings joy and fulfillment and it brings satisfaction and it brings so many things that are above the 500 level, right?
And or above the 200, right? It's that 200 starts at courage. So right above 200 is courage and everything that's called above the line, right?
It takes courage to say, I'm going to go after what I believe is true.
Yes.
And so that's what I see in this world of 500 plus, right? Is so many people are operating at that level. And what does that mean? Well, we could keep going. What that would mean if we're elevating there, you know, some people, and you know, I don't get into religion much, but some people talk about Christ returning. I believe it returns with inside of us, and this is what it kind of looks like as we rise and we return towards Christ vibrationally.
Right.
So I think that's what. That's what ends up, I don't know. We'll see. The story is still unfolding.
And your story is still unfolding, listener, right? And so ours is, we don't know. Brooke and I are not people who walk around going, hey, we have all the answers. Hey, listen to us. We know how it's going to work. And if you'll just do these four things, we're going to tell you life will be better. That's not us. Like, we're here to share our real journey. Right. That's a Brooke brand. It's simply real. It is. It's simply real with us. And so that's what you're going to get out of this podcast. We're glad you were here for the launch, everybody. We're glad you're here. We hope you'll join us on this Frequency 500 journey. We hope you'll be with us. We hope you'll share this episode with hashtag Frequency 500 so we can see it and celebrate with you. And we're going to talk about lots of things along this journey, lots of things that'll help us all, and lots of things that'll help the planet and the collective.
Love it. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah. Thank you, Brooke.
All right. We'll see you all next time in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Woo. Bye.